This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Kyle Wilkes, a resident of West Monroe, has been arrested after the Navy NCIS unit warned local authorities that he was allegedly planning a violent mass casualty act. The West Monroe Police Department, the State Police Criminal Investigation Unit, and Louisiana's Attorney General's Office executed a search warrant. They seized multiple items from Wilkes' home. He's been charged with one count of terrorizing and is being held without bond at the Ouachita Correctional Center. A crash involving over a dozen vehicles, including cars and 18-wheelers, has left two people dead and caused the closure of Highway 67 in both directions in Arkansas. That crash was likely caused by thick smoke and low visibility from burning in a nearby farm field, according to state police officials. Today at 1:20, FEMA will test the wireless emergency alert feature on your cell phone. Also, you'll hear alerts on television and radio. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says in disaster, seconds count. They're conducting the test today to make sure the systems are working properly.
Getting alerts out promptly to our communities saves lives. That's why FEMA is working with the Federal Communications Commission and your local public safety authorities on this test. We want to make sure that when it counts, we can keep you informed.
Criswell says wireless providers who participated in the wireless emergency alert system are required to deliver the message to cell phone users. It's accompanied by a unique tone and vibration. Criswell says the message will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System."
No action is needed. The message will also display in Spanish for phones configured for that language. TV and radio broadcasters are required to deliver these test messages with a similar tone to the ones they use in their monthly tests.
Criswell says the test is scheduled for 1:20 this afternoon.
So please, watch and listen for wireless emergency alerts on your mobile phones and EAS alerts on your televisions and radios. The next alert you receive could save your life or the life of ones you love.
It will be the second time that the cell phone system has been tested and marks the seventh time that the broadcast system will be implemented from Washington, D.C. Clemency hearings for death row prisoners will probably not happen as a settlement has been reached between district attorneys and the Louisiana Pardon Board. East Baton Rouge D.A. Hiller Moore led an effort to stop the hearings. He says this settlement means a handful of death mates may still be eligible for a hearing. This is KEDM Public Radio.